time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, we're on. And it's 10:19 here on this July 26th. Yeah, 2019. How did they get up to 2019 already? Isn't it something how fast these years go? Just think, 9/11, remember that? 9/11, when the planes hit the Twin Towers in New York City. And, yeah. Okay, well, let's move on. And today, oh, I hope you're listening. Well, if you're not, you don't know even what I'm saying, right? Well, anyhow, I've got to register you today for the talent at the Ohio State Fair for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Do you remember who that is? It's Hank Williams Jr. Tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. Now, I'm going to make it easy. All you've got to do is call me and give me your name. Now, you know, that's it, yeah. And I'll throw you in the bucket. And at the end of this program today, I will draw from the bucket. And we've got, I think this is it one pair. I think one pair of tickets to Hank Williams. So, it's going to be mighty important. Let me see. All right. This is a new time for me. I'll be here till noon. And then come back at 1:15 with Brandy Downs and Scott and the Weasel. And so we'll be with you until 1 o'clock. And so this is our new schedule. I'll be here 10:15, more or less, to 12 Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And then an additional time on Friday, 1:15 till 12:15 to 1. Is that right? Does that sound right? Okay. Anyhow, glad to have you with us today. So we will be drawing for Hank Williams Jr. after I get your names in the big bucket here. So I'm not even going to have you answer a question. I just want you to give me a call, and I'll throw your name in. I'll copy it down and throw it in for the big drawing coming up. So, this is for the Hank Williams Show. Hank Williams, tomorrow night at the State Fair. Woo! How many want to go to the Hank Williams Show? Well, if you want to get in on the drawing, and a chance that you might win this pair of tickets. I have just one pair of tickets to the Hank Williams. 740-383-9944, that's our number to call. 740-383, oh, and they're calling. Okay, all right, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, can I be put in for the Hank Williams?
Okay, what's your name?
Judy Summers.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, got you listed here.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, all right, that's one. Okay, now, you can only call, you know, once during my morning thing here this morning for the Hank Williams. So give me a buzz, 740-333-9944. If you want to be in the drawing for the Hank Williams Show tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. It's tomorrow night. Now, it's interesting, too. At the Ohio State Fair, they've condemned some rides already, which is kind of interesting. They found some corrosion on a ride, and they put one out of... I guess they actually took one down already and took it out of the fair. But now here's an interesting thing. This company in Texas is not involved with this. They subletted some rides, and you know what company it is? Yeah. Well, hey, there's a good question. How many of you know the company that brings the rides to the Wyandotte County Fair? And boy, they're a snappy group, too. Okay, caller, good morning.
Hey, Charlie, I'll be interested in that Hank Williams.
Good, okay, what's your name?
Ryan Garno.
Ryan Garno. Okay, Ryan, I'm writing your name down, and you're going in the big bucket here for the drawing at the end of my program.
I appreciate it.
Okay, all right. Next, 740-383-9944. If you want to get in the drawing for the Hank Williams Show for tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to put my name in.
Okay, and your name?
Is Roxy Ralston.
Ralston is the last name?
What's yes.
What's your first name?
R-A-L-S-T-O-N.
Yes, okay. What's your first name?
Roxy, R-O-X-I-E.
Oh. Yes, okay, just like Moxie, only it's Roxy. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. You got you in the running.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
All right, next, 740-333-9944. I'd like to put you in the drawing for the Hank Williams Show. Okay, and caller, go ahead. Yes.
Billy.
Yes.
Ralph Thacker.
Ralph Thacker, I never heard of you.
Yeah, put in that drawing, please.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Ralph, that's going to be a good show.
I wanted to thank Sharon Russell and everything for the tickets. They're well on their way to Columbus.
Oh,
so
good.
We picked them up and want to thank the station and everything for what they're doing.
Okay, it's a lot of fun. Okay.
Okay, Charlie.
All right, thanks, Ralph. Okay, next, 740-333-9944. Get you in the running for the Hank Williams show for tomorrow night. Here we go. Caller, go ahead. Are you there? Well, there's one caller that's not all there. Okay. 740-383-9944. Okay, good morning. This is WWGH. Okay, well, that's strange. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'd like to get registered, please.
Okay, go ahead. What's your name?
Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S.
Okay, Betty Fields. Okay.
Yes.
Very good, Betty. Got you in the running.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, Betty Fields. Next, 740-333-9944. We're throwing all these names in the big bucket. We'll make the drawing here at the end of my program. Okay, 10:27 is the time. Time's moving right along today. I'll be here till noon. This drawing will be about 11:55 this morning for the Hank Williams tickets for the Hank Williams Show tomorrow night. And, let's hear from you. 740-383-9944. One pair of tickets to the Hank Williams Show for tomorrow night. And the winner will be drawn at the end of my program this morning. Okay, it's 10:28 right now. And it's interesting that one ride company that is subletting rides to the state fair, other than the new outfit out in Texas, or what? Here we go. Good morning, we're on the air.
Yeah, Charlie, this is Becky Thacker. I'd like to be put in the drawing for the Hank Williams ticket.
Okay, Becky Thacker. Okay, Becky. Very good. Thank you. Okay. I'm riding as fast as I can go. Okay, next, 740-383-9944. Put you in the running for the Hank Williams Jr. tickets for tomorrow night. Oh, that's going to be quite a crowd. Oh, Hank Williams, you know, one of his dad was really quite something, you know, in the recording industry. My land. Recording and performing live. Hank Williams had can you remember one of his favorite songs that he did? One of his most popular? Can you remember that? Wasn't it Kalijah? Remember that song? How many of you remember Kalijah? Not that many. You're too young. Okay, 740-383-9944. I'll take your name and put you in the running for the Hank Williams Jr. tickets for tomorrow night at the State Fair. 10:29 and a half right now. We're going to break for a minute or two and be right back. It's going to be fun here to see, really, who wins the one pair. Now, that's one pair of tickets. We don't have multiples. We have two tickets, a pair of tickets, to the Hank Williams Show coming up. Now, don't call until you hear me come back on, because we're going to break right now. And we're coming up on 10:30 in just a couple of seconds. It's a great day outside. Good weather. Oh, wasn't yesterday beautiful? Oh, my goodness. Super. Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. 10:31's the time. And I'm registering people for the Hank Williams Jr. performance for tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. I got one pair of tickets. So, you're going to be lucky. One of you. 740-383-9944. All you got to do, you don't have to answer a question. All you got to do right now is call. And I'll take your number, your name, and put in the bucket. And our drawing, I see, was at 12:15 today. 12:15. And you need to pick up your tickets by 1 o'clock today, too. Keep that in mind. Yeah. You can pick up your tickets at 1 o'clock today for the Hank Williams Show tomorrow night. And that's only one pair now. So 740-383-9944, give me a buzz. But what I was saying earlier, too, that ride they're talking about from the Kissling Company, does that ring a bell, Kissling? Yeah, they've been bringing you rides to the Wyandotte County Fair for years and years and years. They have one of the most uptown type of operations. They even have had a long trailer with compartments for, well, like little apartments that, like some of these new motor homes, you know, when they stop and the bedrooms pop out the sides. Well, that's what this Kissling company did. They had, you know, all these people had their little compartments. Now, I don't know if they still have that or not, but anyhow, that's what rang my bell when they mentioned one of the rides that was going to be removed or whatever, was from the Kissling Company, a subcontractor for rides at the State Fair. So far, you know, what all have you heard from the state fair? The goofy things to eat and the rides. Is there anything else at the state fair? Yes. There's quite a livestock show and a show that involves 4-H in a lot of different ways. I even have a granddaughter that's going to be in competition at the state fair. I can't remember what category. Maybe it might be photographs or something. But, yeah, it's, you know, a lot of kids are involved in the Ohio State Fair. Now, at the end of the fair, they have the auction of the grand champion, this and that. That brings stupendous amounts of money. I think a lot of kids have used that money to put themselves all the way or halfway through college, at least. But anyhow, that big auction, it kind of spoils things to some degree in that not everybody that enters something in the state fair is going to have it sold and get big bucks. Now, they do this for animals, and Kroger and some of the other big companies bid on them that can afford to pay the big prices. And that will be broadcast on WOSU television, that auction on whenever it is at the end of the state fair. 740-383-9944. If you would like to call, give me your name. I'll put it in the running for one pair of Hank Williams tickets. And that drawing will be at 12:15 today. And you want to be listening because the you need to pick up the tickets by 1 o'clock here today. So keep that in mind. You need to pick up the tickets by 1 o'clock today for the Hank Williams Show tomorrow night. And I'll take your name here up until I go off the air. And then a drawing at 12:15. Got that? Okay. Kind of complicated at times. So how are you all doing? Enjoying the weather? Boy, my tomatoes. Oh, my goodness. I've got tomatoes and tomatoes. I wish I had cucumbers growing like my tomatoes. So far, we've got 3 cucumbers. But I would like to find out how I can produce more cucumbers. Is it the lack of pollination? It must be. But one of the last cucumbers my wife harvested, oh, it was a dandy. Wow, one of the nicest looking large cucumbers. Wow. Okay, how's your garden growing? Anyone else have gardens? You know, that used to be everybody had a garden at one time. But not anymore. It's easier to go to the store and pay your money and get your merchandise. And you pay a pretty good price, too. You know, tomatoes are not cheap. And all your produce, you know. I like, let's see, where was I? The other day, I had a salad that was made out of the high-priced lettuce. I can't, you know, the arugula and... oh, there's a lot of different types. And some restaurants will serve, if you go to get a salad, and it's a, you know, other than a chopped up iceberg lettuce, you know, a higher class restaurant will serve you a lot of the goodies in lettuce. And they're nutritional. The iceberg lettuce is about 98% water, but it's good. And, if you're on a diet, it's especially good. 10:37's the time. Okay, where did everybody get to? Okay, we're looking for 740-383-9944. We'll get you registered for the tickets to the Hank Williams Show. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Okay, and what else is happening out there? What about the county fairs? Morrow County must be coming up soon. And the Crawford County Fair was, you know, the people, now this is interesting. In Crawford County, people complained up one side and down the other about the fair. And the fact that not many people attended the fair. Now, that doesn't include your junior fair with 4-H and FFA projects and all that. But the other side of the fair was nil. And they didn't spend the money for rides. they brought in the bouncy houses. But that didn't seem to fulfill a lot of people's desires for a fair. And boy, they're just up in arms in Crawford County about the fair. And should they have just a junior fair? Or should they continue on with the other, both sides, the junior and senior fair? It's interesting. But they claim the attendance at the Crawford County Fair this year was not much at all. 10:39 is the time. That got to keep that in mind, too, that there are basic needs that people desire from going to a fair, whether it's food or to see their grandchildren's projects displayed. What else? Well, there's racing, demolition derby, tractor pulls, things like that. And good morning, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You want to be in the drawing for the Hank Williams Show, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, and your name?
Paula Sizemore.
Paula Sizemore. Okay, Paula.
All right.
I'm putting your name in. Okay, stay tuned.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Paula. Bye. Bye. Okay, yeah. I'm sure, you know, we're gaining listeners by the droves. And that's so good to see because we have a lot to offer you. You know, we're a local station, and we can, you know, take care of your local needs. And, you know, we've been here for, and not enough people know that we've been here. But I'm sure more and more every day know that we're here. At, let's see, 1040 is the time, 740-383-9944. If you want to be in on the drawing for that pair of tickets to the Hank Williams Show tomorrow night at the State Fair, I'll draw those that ticket at 12:15 today. 740-383-9944. I've got, can you hear them? Yeah, I've got quite a few registered already. Keep calling 740-383-9944. What else is happening out there? How is your garden? I've got 10 beautiful tomatoes ready to eat. And I got to figure out what to eat them with. Oh, and you know, I'm on a salt-free diet. Can you imagine being on a salt-free diet and having all those tomatoes just yearning to be part of a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich? Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Oh, I've got the tomatoes. Oh, my goodness. What else can you make with tomatoes? You can put them on most any sandwich, and you can chop them up or slice them up in salads. Yeah. Okay, 740-383-9944. And, boy, I've got cucumber salad. I've got a cucumber salad made by my daughter, Kathy, and we've been eating that. And now we got these other cucumbers, or the one big one, we've got to slice up yet and make more cucumber salad. How about you and cucumbers? Whoa, you know, and the stores are kind of expensive. But for me to grow, I can grow, if they pollinate, I could grow bushel baskets full out of one plant. I'm just waiting for them to pollinate. 10:42 is the time. And what else is happening around the nation? Well, not too much right now. Is Congress getting ready for their summer vacation? I kind of think they are. Are they going to get some things done beforehand? We'll talk maybe about some of those things when Brandy comes in and the Weasel, and we have that program starting at 12:15 to 2. To 1, 12:15, get this straight, Evers, 12:15 to 1. Okay. All right, where are you out there? Tickets to the Hank Williams Jr. Show tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. I've got one pair of tickets, and that's for tomorrow night. Okay, 740-383-9944. And I take your name and put it in the big bucket here, and somebody is going to be lucky. And some others won't be. But yes, one person will be. All right, 10:43 is the time. It's a great day. The weather's just fine and dandy out there. And what else is happening? I was trying to think of, I see that. I thought I recognized a lady's name that was in the obituary the other day. It was a Heineman, Mrs. Heineman. And, actually, she was a sister-in-law of Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen's brother was Mr. Heineman, who was a mail deliverer for years out on the Morrill Kirkpatrick Road in that area. Okay, and today is the funeral of a classmate, of my wife's classmate of 1959, and that's going on right now. So, you know, that's it. Now, we have the obituaries on so many times a day here on WDIF. You need not look anywhere else. We have the obituaries, and they're three or four times a day. And you'll want to be listening because it's free. It costs nothing to hear our reports of obituaries. We're more than glad to accompany any of our funeral homes and announce their obituaries. Glad to do it, free of charge. We do not charge. That is for sure. Okay, where is I thought Hank Williams, people that want to hang Hank Williams tickets would be just jamming the phones. Such is not the case today. 10:45 coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few seconds here on WWGH in Marion, Ohio.
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. The time is 10:46. And waiting to hear from you if you'd like to be in the drawing for the Hank Williams Jr. tickets. He's performing tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. On Monday night, Toby Keith will be, oh boy, Toby Keith on Monday night at the Ohio State Fair. That'll be something. And let me see, the Hank Williams tickets will go out at 12:15 today. So you'll be listening because he performs tomorrow night. And if you're a winner for the Hank Williams pair of tickets, you need to pick them up today, that's for sure. This is Friday. Wow, this week has gone fast. State Fair has had all kinds of things happening, but mainly ride safety and food. <That's> and the butter cows, yes. So, yeah, there's always a few things at the Ohio State Fair that attract more attention. Well, one of those, too. The governor stays overnight. Now, this was started by, remember, Mr. Rhodes? He stayed overnight in one of the livestock pens, and the current governor, Mike DeWine, will be doing the same if he hasn't already. Can you imagine a guy coming? I don't suppose I'd wear a suit to the fair. Okay, 10:48's the time. And it's a great day. Going to be I don't know exactly what the weekend is. I didn't listen to the forecast, but yeah, probably maybe a spotty shower here and there. But this is that time of the year when we can expect most anything. Heat, cool. Oh, it's cool nights. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine after all that 90 to 100 degree heat, we had some cold nights? Wow. But there again, you know, to emphasize or to make a big story out of, I can't say nothing, the heat index, they call it, the heat index. All the, TV stations that give out the forecast, it's 90 degrees, folks, but heat index has it at 100. Well, the heat index is like the chill factor. It's not that accurate, and it depends on your weight, your height, your body activity, and then how would anyone be able to really tell for sure? Say it's 90 degrees, and you walk out the door, and, well, it's 90 degrees outside, and how would anybody be able to tell accurately that what it feels like? You can only do it mathematically. There is no instrument to measure chill factor or heat index. There are only charts. But, oh, it's, you know, oh, 90 degrees outside, but, oh, heat index, 100 degrees. So, anyhow, that's just my, you know, because I've always been interested highly in weather. 10:49 and a half is the time. Our number to call is 740-333-9944. How many of you would like to go to the Hank Williams Show tomorrow night? And if you'd like to go free, let me put your name in for the running. Who knows? The person I pull out of here at 12:15 today will get two free tickets, a pair of tickets to the Hank Williams Show at the Ohio State Fair for tomorrow night. But you need to pick up those tickets yet today. Yeah, you won't have much time to pick them up. You should be picked up by 1 o'clock. But let me see. If I make the drawing at 12:15, that would give you only 45 minutes, wouldn't it, to pick them up? Interesting. But that's the way it is. Okay. And I'm on at a new time, incidentally. This would be a regular. I'll be on like 10:15 Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then on today, like today, we come back at 12:15 with the Weasel and Randy and Scott, and we'll have a little discussion. And so that's going to do it for today. 10:50 is the time, 10:51. Okay, so do I have all the participants for the Hank Williams Show? I wouldn't think. 10:51 is the time, and 740-383-9944. Just give me a buzz. Okay. I'm trying to think of... I didn't think even I have to come up with anything extra today. Let me see. What could I tell you about? I look at... I've got last year's book in front of me. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, you're adding these to the existing bucket, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, kind of sounded like you just meant only people that wanted.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I left the ones in the bucket, yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Woo! Yes.
Wait, would you add me to?
Yeah, okay. Is this a...
Sharon, yeah.
Okay, all right. Very good. Okay. All right, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye. Okay, yes. Yeah, you're... Okay, I got all the yesterday's names in here. All right. Who else wants to get in on that drawing for the Hank Williams Show? One pair. That's one pair of tickets. Okay. 10:52. And how are you? I'll be here till 12. And then again, at 12:15, we come on with the program I just mentioned with Brandy and Scott and the Weasel and so forth. Yeah, we've had a little different lineup, and it's good. This should be standard now. It shouldn't be changed anytime in the near future. It sounds like it's going to work out all right. 10:53 right now, and it's the 26th of July already. You know what's coming up next month? Yeah, August. Oh, yeah. August, the Bratwurst Festival. Now, I do not have in front of me the dates for the Bratwurst Festival. But it's going to be, what, like mid-August? And it's a big deal every year. Oh, my goodness. And up and down the main street in Bucyrus, you will find all kinds of food. And, of course, the food prices go up every year, I think. I think now, I noticed at the state fair, some sandwiches, or maybe a lot of them, most of them, $10 a piece, somewhere around there. Yeah, it's something else. And I can only imagine, too, to be at the state fair or any place, that your initial, the vendor, your price goes up, too. So you got to raise the price of things you sell to cover the price, that the increase for where you are. Got that? 1054-740-3399-44, our number to call if you want to be registered for the Hank Williams Show for tomorrow night. And we'll be doing that drawing at 12:15 the minute we come back. And, okay. So we got a little over an hour to go. And I thought, I hear my thinking, I thought it would be all I could do to answer the phone to keep up with it. Because Hank Williams is quite a well-known entertainer. And the one coming up on Monday night, Toby Keith, can you imagine? He's even a lot more popular, Toby Keith. I wonder how much these guys charge the state fair. You know, a lot of people maybe don't realize the cost of bringing in entertainment. And that's why you're finding a lot of the entertainment that comes into festivals and so forth are the look-alikes or the sound-alikes from a past group, because the past group is either dead or too expensive. And then when you hire them, they have demands of all kinds of crazy demands for food and whatever that you got to supply. It's quite okay. Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, caller, I got a question.
Okay.
Toby Keith plays on Monday night.
Yeah.
When are they going to draw his tickets?
I don't know. I'll have to ask Scott about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you.
Because you won't be drawing on the weekends.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. Well, yeah, stay tuned. We'll have that answer on the air.
All right, okay. Bob. I just wondered.
Okay, Bob. All right.
Yes.
Scott will, when we come back on at 12:15, tell you all about that. When we will draw the Toby Keith tickets. But right now we're trying to get the Hank Williams tickets out there. We've got one pair only, and we got a bucket full of entries, a lot of names, a lot of listeners, and that's what we like. And pass it along, too. Somebody you might talk to regularly, tell them, don't forget to listen to WWGH, because you'll find out everything that's going on around the community here. You know, we'll try to do our very best to keep all of you informed. All right. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. First of all, the Hank Williams Show for tomorrow night will be drawing one pair of tickets for that. Now, the Toby Keith, Scott will tell you about that when we come back on it after 12:15. All right, we're going to break here for the news and views and everything else. And don't forget, we have obituaries. Yeah, and we don't charge to funeral homes. We do not charge them to put their obituaries on the air. That's all free, absolutely free. So you can get your obituary on here at about four times a day, and there's no charge whatsoever, because that's a service, public service. 10:58 coming up. Okay. And have you been to the state fair? What do you like best about the state fair? Some of you might have, might like the rides. Is there some sensational ride that's better than the others? More thrilling, perhaps? You can rest assured that the ride you're going to be on at the state fair is safe, because already they removed, what they say, I think this morning, there was mention of 5 rides were taken out of the fair already because they were not thought to be entirely safe. So they're looking out for us, aren't they? Well, they don't want to get sued. Yes. And they don't want anyone injured, that's for sure. So you can be assured that the ride you ride at the state fair is safe. 10:59 is the time. We'll be breaking here shortly for the news, views, and tattoos. So stay tuned. Oh, and what's going on today at the Tallgrass Trail? Well, let me tell you. Today being the 28th day of the month, there's a night hike on the trail at 9:30 tonight. Yes, that's right. And so bring a red flashlight. Now, if you don't have a red flashlight, get some red cloth that you can put over the lens, because by using red, your eyes do not become deadened to what's out there. Now, you know, you got to have red. In the astronomy world, everybody that's around in an astronomy program at night all use red flashlights. So that's tonight at 9:30. That's right. You'd be surprised what you see at 9:30 at night. Yeah, and the way of bugs, that is, and other things. Okay, that's the night hike tonight at the Tallgrass Trail, 9:30. Stay tuned. We're going to break here for the latest in news, views, and everything else. We'll be back at 11:15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place,